According to St. Luke, the 23rd chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
When they came to the place that is called the skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing, and the people stood by watching, but the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine, and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who was hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same condemnation sentence? And we, indeed, have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Most of you know I grew up on a farm in Nebraska. Our major crop was corn. And therefore we had a huge corn crib. We had corn circles. When the corn crib was full, we filled that up. I think we had two or three of them. And then came the time when we had to shell that corn. And we had a powered takeoff driven corn sheller. And what the end result was that the corn went into the wagon and the cobs and the chaff went up on a pile. And it became a very big pile. And I didn't really make a connection with that until my uncle, who was 4 years older than me, came to visit. And he looked up at that huge pile and he said, "A mountain!" And of course, he climbed that mountain. Have you ever tried to climb cobs? it's not easy to do. You scramble and it keeps falling. It's difficult to get up. Well, he got up to the top and then declared, "King of the mountain!" And then he dared us to take his place. And so we scrambled up there, my brothers and sister and I, and it took a long time, but we got him off that mountain, and I was up there. I was 7 or 8 years old at the time, and I said, "King of the mountain," and that lasted for at least 2 minutes. But we all tumbled down. Well, through the ages, there have been many people who have wanted to be king of the mountain. Every king on earth seemed to have done that. You have Alexander the Great, and you have other kings, Genghis Khan and Hitler, all wanted to be king of the mountain, not just the mountain, but the whole world. That's the problem Jeremiah is confronting in the first reading. The king and the religious establishment who are supporting him have led the people astray, led them away from doing the will of God to do their own thing and amass their own fortune, to become wealthy at the cost of the poor and the downtrodden. And Jeremiah says, "Woe to you shepherds who are leading my people astray. I myself," says the Lord, "will come and fix things." I'm shortening it up a little bit. But he says that he will raise up a righteous branch from David's stock. And that stock will replace those who have tried to make themselves kings of the mountain. Over and over again, we see that message coming out through not just Jeremiah, but from Isaiah, Amos, all of the others, who point to the way in which the rulers have led the people astray and away from the way of God. Paul, in the second reading, declares that that righteous branch was Jesus himself, who is not only the firstborn of the dead, but the King of kings and Lord of lords. In this lesson, he says he is the head of the church, the body of Christ, of which all of us are part. You've got that little pink slip. Let's sing a song together. Because this is Christ the King Sunday, this seemed to fit. Because the scriptures remind us that this is not something that was happening just in the past. This is something that's happening even today. And this is the way the refrain goes.
Today, while the colored leaves fall from the trees, we see in their beauty the grace of your breeze. While death leaves bare branches and hearts break in two, we thank you, our King, for forgiveness and life everlasting.
Let's sing it together.
Today, while the colored leaves fall from the trees, we see in their beauty the grace of your breeze. While dead leaves bear branches and hearts break in two, thank you, our King, for forgiveness and life everlasting. You are the true King of all kings, Lord of all. Your birth and your stable, your bed in a stall. Yet your reign is eternal, your rule is grace. We thank you, our Savior and King. Today, while the colored leaves fall from the trees, we see in their beauty the grace of your breeze. While death leaves bare branches and hearts break in two, thank you, our King, for forgiveness and life everlasting. For words of forgiveness you spoke from the cross, my Father, forgive them, they know not their loss. You forgive the repentant, you give peace through your love. We thank you, and Savior and King. Today, while the pollard leaves fall from the trees, we see in their beauty the grace of your breeze. While death leaves their branches and hearts break in two, we thank you, our King, for forgiveness and life everlasting. We fall at your feet, at the throne of your glory. We can't live forever without your true story. Today is your blessing, your free gift and then. We thank you, our Savior and the pollard leaves fall from the trees. We see see in their beauty the grace of your breeze. While death leaves bare branches and hearts break in two, thank you, our King, for forgiveness and life everlasting.
A question comes up when you deal with a king and servants, and that is about us. Do we come to worship to be served or to serve? Do we claim to be members of the church to be served or to serve? It's a question we all have to ask and we all have to answer. And over the next several weeks, I'm going to put your feet to the fire and ask you to make that commitment. Do we serve, or have we just come so that others can serve us and go through the motions? All the way from the very beginning, even before Jesus is born, the angels announced, "Today is born to you in the city of Bethlehem a king, who is Christ your Lord." When Jesus preached in the synagogue and read from the scriptures of Isaiah, he said, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." When he went to visit Zacchaeus, remember little Zacchaeus up in the sycamore tree in Jericho? He came down and went to Zacchaeus' home, and then he said, "Today, salvation has come to this house. Today, salvation has come to you." And as you kneel at the altar rail, if you allow it, today, salvation comes into your heart, your mind, your soul. Today, the King of Kings says to you, "This is my body. This is my blood, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins." Not because you're so good, but because I came to serve you. Today, Jesus says from the gospel, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And then he turns to the repentant thief, you and me, and he says, "Today, you will be with me in paradise." That's the good news. So may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Not only today, but tomorrow and forever. Amen.